kicking off Hour 3 of the Live Saturday Edition. You can take control of the airwaves, as always, and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything that you'll find is for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we jump right into the calls, last hour, as we were going away, I asked for a call from somebody who thinks that cigarette prohibition is a good idea. The Drug Policy Alliance commissioned Zogby to do a poll, that determined that 45% of Americans, 45% support prohibiting cigarettes, meaning a all-out ban on cigarettes in America. And if 45% of Americans responded in that way to a scientific poll conducted by Zogby, respected polling firm, then there must be some of them listening to the show right now.
Sure.
And if so, want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Not sure where James is going to fall on this, but James, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Oklahoma City. You're on with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Listening on KGWA. What's up, James?
Oh, man, I just used to be about as wild as they come.
Okay.
When I was young, I had childish ways. Whenever I became a little older, I put away my childish ways. I think when my son told me he wanted to be like me, it stopped me in my tracks. The first ones that don't think that it should be that way ought to give their 3- and 5- and 10-year-old children their cigarettes, their pot, their whiskey, and give it all to them right now, because as they watch you do it, they will be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Kids are certainly impressionable. There's no doubt about that. Are you saying that you're for prohibition of cigarettes, though, James?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was a rebellious person, so I probably would not vote against it.
You wouldn't vote against
prohibition?
Correct.
So you would vote for prohibition?
I probably would, because now, I know what it did to me. You know, I smoked cigarettes
what it
for
did to you?
25 years.
Do you think the jail would have been better for you?
I'll tell you what, it never made me a dime. It cost me more friends. It cost me more
Wait a minute. Slow down a moment. Maybe you just misspoke. You said it did it to you? What did
it,
what
it
to
is
you?
Because it's addictive and it's rebellious and it's
No, sir. No. You need to start taking responsibility for your life. You said that you'd grown up.
How old are you, James? There you go. You said everybody should take on responsibility for their own life and not make it an opportunity for their children. Well, they cannot tell me they love their children if they smoke cigarettes and blow it in their face, or even their parents or even their grandkids or any people's face, if they blow this toxic waste in other people's face, too. Look, I felt the same way whenever I was a rebellious person, but rebellious is a beginning of the devil.
Well, even if you're not rebellious these days, you certainly haven't taken responsibility for your life, because you claim that cigarettes did something to you. Cigarettes are inanimate objects, sir. You have to make the decision to pick it up, put it in your mouth, and bring a lighter up to it and smoke it. You were the one that made the choice to smoke cigarettes.
There you go.
And you need to take responsibility for it.
You're absolutely saying the truth right there.
All right, but however, now, okay.
That is death bound right there, because they're rebellious. It's your choice to go to hell or go to heaven.
Wait a minute, James. You want to take my choice away from me. You want to destroy my choice.
What the deal is most people loves more than anybody that rebels. So what the deal is I will not allow the smoke in my house.
That's fine.
I support that. I think you should not allow smoke in your home.
And why can't my same love for my son be for my brother?
I'd like to field that question if I could. Now, when God created Adam and Eve, what was their sin?
What was their sin?
Yeah, their sin from eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was pride. Now, I would venture to say that your sin is pride. God gave those people a choice, sir. He decided that they deserved a choice. They could choose the right thing or the wrong thing. You, on the other hand, have such pride and hubris, you believe that you know what the right thing and the wrong thing is for other people, and you would take their choice away.
to tell you the truth, I know what my problem was. I had a father.
No, I'm talking
dad
about what your problem is right now, sir.
Show me a better way. He smoked cigarettes, and I swore to God I'd never smoke cigarettes because every time he flipped cigarettes, it blew the ashes back in my face whenever I was 6 and 8
You're
years
not
old.
Look, James, you can talk about that all you want. You're not going to get a disagreement from us. Neither of us smoke cigarettes, okay? I think it's a disgusting habit, personally, and I would never start it. However, what we're talking about is prohibition, and that, sir, is a government law that that prevents adults from purchasing products that they want to purchase on a voluntary basis. And you're talking about taking that freedom of choice from
people.
People
don't pay taxes.
Huh?
Taxes is a law, too, but people don't pay taxes.
Some people do, some people don't.
Let's focus
drugs
on...
Drugs is against law, too, and they do drugs, so... What
yeah,
makes you think
exactly.
This,
so what makes you think?
Else?
Wait a minute, James. You just made my point for me. Yeah, there's a war on drugs and a prohibition against drugs, but yet people continue to do them, even though they
yeah,
face the penalty of jail
going
time.
Yeah, people keep going to hell every day over lost things that distracts them from the glory of the Lord upon them, and that's what it is. Anytime you contaminate the kingdom,
James,
the house
yeah.
of the Lord. You
don't you think it's a sin,
brain.
Though, James, to legislate away people's choices? I mean, God gave
really
us choice.
We ought to show people love enough to not for them.
How is it, hold on, putting them in jail is not love,
that.
Sir. Telling them that they shouldn't smoke might be love, but putting them in jail and taking them away from their families and not allowing them to work and make money, possibly getting sodomized in
well,
our prison.
It's law to jump off the bridge. That's the same thing, but it just takes longer.
What are you talking about? Is it even possible to make a point that has an effect on you, James? Look, let me ask you a very upfront question. If you could get your way, and you may very well in due time, and they prohibit cigarettes, there's a law passed that bans people from smoking cigarettes, what do you think the appropriate punishment should be? For somebody who's caught with a pack of cigarettes. Contraband now.
I believe... Three strikes, you should be out.
Out for what? Out, wait, out
life
in what
in
way?
Prison?
Wait, out
not
in what
killed
way?
And not prison, but they should be penalized.
What sort
of
penalty?
They need a retraining or something because
retraining,
all
re-education camps.
Oh,
huh? Well,
okay,
they are
no,
camps.
No, wait a minute. What are you saying here?
Maybe you haven't been paying attention. The whole time we've had you on the air, we've been talking about a proposal to prohibit cigarettes in the United States. Do you understand what that means?
Well, I'll tell you what. I really don't.
No.
I don't feel like that will be at the. I don't think that will come to pass.
45% of Americans. 45% of Americans want it. That's not very far away from being something politically expedient for the politicians to get run in front of that parade.
That's a Zogby poll.
It absolutely could happen. So now, presuming it could and will happen, do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what prohibition is?
Sure, I do.
Can you define it?
Well, it's trying to help people with their problems.
No, sir. No. There's what nothing assisting about prohibition. There's nothing helpful about prohibition. You aren't helping somebody by helping them into a jail cell. That's not helping anybody. And you aren't showing anyone you care when you lock them in jail and keep them there for a month or a
few
years.
Why do we lock up murderers?
Because they hurt other people. Right, they're bad.
Well, what do you think cigarette smoke does?
Cigarettes are an inanimate object, sir, and if you want to smoke cigarettes, you should absolutely be free to do so. And it's an outrage that people like you in America believe that you should not be free,
it's
that others should not be free to
like
smoke
you
cigarettes.
You're so stupid to try to argue some kind of argument like this over ignorance. Over
ignorance.
Knowing that only people that tries to put any type of prohibition on anybody is people trying to help people out of their stupidity from doing the things that they're doing to help them, not because they do it. I don't smoke cigarettes no more. I don't drink no more. Actually, I really feel sorry for people who does, but I don't see how.
And you want to lock everybody up. And you want to help everybody by locking them into a jail cell if they pick up a cigarette. You're a sick man, James. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, right. You are a sick man. Because that's despicable. And it's disgusting. These are people you know. Friends and family members. They may have a problem. And you may think it's disgusting. But to suggest, to demand that these people be punished by prison or a fine or whatever it's going to be. Because if you don't pay the fine, you're going to prison.
I don't know about sick, but he hasn't thought it through. It's a system that doesn't work.
Apparently he can't think it through. I tried to handhold him through that, and he couldn't figure it out. He thinks it's helping. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Henderson from Midas. Today is October 27, 2006. Gold opened at $598.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $624.64. Again, that's $624.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are available for you. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two sizes should fit pretty much everybody with an internet connection. And they're free at freetalklive.com. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Plus, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd to 25th, 2007. Early bird discounts available for a limited time, so register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue here, we just got off the phone with just a stunning call, wasn't it, Mark? I mean, wow.
Well,
we talked to James in Oklahoma City.
I think James mirrors a lot of Americans' opinions.
I think he does. And James, like a lot of Americans, is absolutely wrong. James believes that prohibition is helpful. He believes that government has the ability to help people. And while it may be true that there's an occasional person on welfare who may actually need help that is helped, for the most part, 99% of the time, government hurts people. Government is a dangerous organization that only has one tool at its disposal, and that is force. Whenever you want government to do something, government doesn't know how to do anything but throw its weight around, threaten people, arrest them, and throw them in jail or fine them. Government is a dangerous entity that only knows how to force others to act in the ways that it wants it to. However, even when government wants to force others to behave in the way it wants them to, it still isn't successful, as is evidenced by any prohibition that this country has had in the last 100 years. Alcohol prohibition, abject failure, more alcohol on the streets, more dangerous alcohol on the streets, drive-by shootings, gang warfare, turf wars, all happening because of prohibition. That's not helping anybody except for the mafia. And as far as today's drug war, it's the same thing over again, except instead of alcohol, it's marijuana and cocaine and methamphetamine and all the other drugs that you're used to hearing about today. And now they're talking about adding cigarettes into the mix. If you think this is helping people, you are nuts.
I think that the George Washington quote is really relevant here. George Washington, our founding president, says, "Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." You can't make people stop smoking by passing a law. You can throw the people that smoke cigarettes in jail if they break the law, but how's that helping them? It's not. It's breaking their family apart. It's causing them to lose their job. If they really want to, they can just get back out and smoke
Plus,
some more.
Wait a minute. They don't even have to get out to smoke.
It didn't work when they. That's true. They're gonna get tobacco in the prison because they get drugs in the prison.
Yeah, it's amazing. This war on drugs.
Did
can't
it work
keep drugs out of the
alcohol,
prison?
Alcohol prohibition in the 30s? No. What is the point of this?
We want to help people, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm going to help them by throwing them in a jail cell. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just thinking that when alcohol prohibition came into effect, it was done by constitutional amendment.
True.
That's a little less than 100 years ago. And at least at that time, government thought they were bound by the change of the Constitution enough that they could not implement something like that without amending the Constitution.
Yeah, things have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, they have changed. You know, those chains are completely broken now, and I bet you that no government official, elected official, would even consider a constitutional amendment to ban smoking.
Of course not. They
would just pass a law.
Right, because it's easy to pass laws.
In some cases, just city councils, you know, five people that hardly anyone voted for, anyone took seriously their votes for, these are the people that are passing the laws.
Yep.
And it's not laws that say that you can't smoke, it's more laws that say that you can't have people that, you know, that smoke in your business. You're not allowed to allow people to smoke in your own business that you paid for.
It's just an increment, though, Mark. That's an incremental step moving towards full-out prohibition of cigarettes. And we all know it. Glenn, any other thoughts?
No, just that, you know, the Constitution is broken.
It sure is. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And with people like James out there calling for more laws, more restrictions, more prohibition, it's no wonder that the Constitution is broken. These people aren't concerned with the Constitution. They're concerned with helping people. Let's help them quit smoking. Let's throw them in a jail cell. Which has obviously helped people quit doing drugs. Oh, no, wait a minute. You can get drugs in prison. Now, why can you get drugs in prison, Mark? Why? Why? There's walls and barbed wire and security. How could it possibly happen?
Because it just becomes that valuable to some people. Some people in prison have enough money that they're able to convince guards to bring it in for them. You know, what I've heard from people that I've known that work in prison, the cost of drugs is 10 times in prison what it is on the streets.
And on the streets, they're 30 times what they should be.
So a guy can go on the streets, a prison guard can go on the streets, buy himself a bag of marijuana or a little baggie of cocaine or whatever it is that these people want, and then it can charge 10 times as much for it. So he makes his profit.
He's making more off of the drugs he's dealing in prison than he is his salary.
Yeah, it happens.
And that's not to suggest that increasing the salary of prison guards is going to fix the situation. Because you could pay them $200,000 a year, and they're still going to be salivating the opportunity to make an extra $50,000 selling pot. 1-800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. Maybe you're somebody that can make a little more sense than James in Oklahoma City as far as why prohibition is a good idea as far as cigarettes are concerned. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Winston on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live in Indianapolis, or actually Indiana. Hello, Winston.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. A couple of things. I'm hoping that Dave in New Hampshire is listening today. I'm a podcast listener. In September sometime, you guys suggested to Dave that he should perhaps start his own amp program. I'm calling in to tell him, do it, dude. Get it done. You'll get supporters. I'll be the first one to sign up.
Awesome. Actually,
What he is doing is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, he really is. We're talking about Dave. He called in earlier tonight. He goes from bureaucrat office to bureaucrat office, holding a sign, silent protests. He hands out papers questioning the bureaucrats' jobs, and he really just does an amazing job. And what you're talking about when you say he should create his own amp program, you're saying that he should accept contributions from people in order to encourage him to continue doing what it is he's doing. As I put it, he would be a professional activist, is basically the idea. That he could get paid, that he could possibly profit from being a political activist, which I think is a brilliant idea. And if you want to get in touch with him directly, you should go to nhfree.com, go to the forums there, and look up Dada Orwell. His handle is Dada Orwell. And then just shoot him an instant message. I bet he'd appreciate hearing from you. Winston, any other thoughts? What else is on your mind?
Actually, yes. The second thing would be, I went back to school, and the school that I'm attending is a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck, and I do mean stuck, having to take a class in Christianity.
Well, you are at a Christian school.
Well, yeah, but it's a matter of convenience, and it was my choice, so if I want to get my degree, I'm going to have to take this class and pass it.
So what about it?
One of the things that I have to do for this class is make a presentation, and my topic is Christianity and war. And I'm hoping to pick your guys' brains as to what wars have been caused by Christianity, either directly or semi-indirectly. I've been using the Wikipedia. They have a very extensive list of wars. But
hang on, Winston. We're going to come back to you. Hang on. 800-259-9231. If you've got a suggestion for maybe to help him out with his report there, 800-259-9231 is the number. We'll come back to him and your calls as well. But make it whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we're seeing. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. Still want to hear from somebody, another person. That wants to explain why prohibition is a good idea. Why you think cigarettes in specificity should be prohibited. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, by the way, at freetalklive.com. And get interactive on the bulletin board system with over 130,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. You'll be able to talk with other listeners and the hosts themselves, all happening at bbs.freetalklive.com. That again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, and like everything else on our site, it's totally free. As we go back to Winston in Indiana, or actually in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So now, Winston, you had said that you were working on a report, I guess, for a class that you're taking about Christianity, and you were trying to find out about wars that were started by Christians. Is that right?
Either wars that were started by Christianity or somewhat directly related to Christianity. Example being, say, the Crusades. This war on terror right now is somewhat linkable to Christianity.
It's linkable, but I don't think you're going to make a strong case for it. I see the link, but I don't think that other people will see the link, and I don't think that Christianity is the violent religion that that Islam is. And I don't know. I think unless you have to write the report on something like this, I would look in a different direction for it.
Well, actually, I have to write my presentation on specifically the topic of Christianity and war.
Well, I think
I've been using Wikipedia and I've been using Google to try to research this, and haven't had too much success.
Well, how can Christianity wage a war, and how can Islam wage a war? Those are ideas.
Can't.
They can't wage a war. It's individuals
they
that wage
really
wars.
They really can't, but wars are waged on behalf of Christianity. Wars are waged on behalf of Islam and on behalf of any other given religion.
I think you could.
And those are the things that I'm looking for.
I disagree with Mark. I think you could make a case. I don't know how persuasive it would be, but I think you could make a case that the war on terror absolutely is a war being waged by Christians for religious purposes against another religion.
I think that's possible. We've had people call the show essentially saying that this is, we have to fight this war to prevent the Christians from being wiped out by the Muslims. That's essentially what they're saying. So I don't know where you would start to look for that sort of information. I don't know if you can cite a caller to Free Talk Live as evidence, but that's about all I got.
Well, I wouldn't so much say, what I'm looking for are, okay, this war has a tie to Christianity. That war has a tie to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
My intent is to initially just come up with some facts about each war and a list of the wars that have a tie to Christianity that I can use to essentially fill up time for 10 minutes so that I can get my grade and be done with it.
Fair enough.
Sounds rough.
I think pretty much any war is going to have a tie to Christianity. I mean, most of the presidents in United States history have been some form of Christian, with the exception of the earlier days when there were more deists involved. But in the last 100 years, I think most of them, except for John F. Kennedy, have been Christians, haven't they? So there's plenty
John F. Kennedy was a Christian. You don't Catholic. Understand Catholic and Christian.
There's a difference, though, between the two, as I understood it. I'm not an
expert. Christianity is a religion based on the following of Jesus Christ. And Catholicism does follow the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Well, in that case, then every one of them is a Christian then at that point. So therefore, there's a tie to every single war. And if you're a real Christian, doesn't Jesus teach you to turn the other cheek? I mean, in that case, Christians shouldn't be involved in wars.
That is one of the points that I intend to bring up during the presentation. I just need to find any given number of wars and facts that I can tie them to.
You know what I would do if I was you, Winston? I would post something on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. I think there's a variety of people there that will chime in to help you out with this, and I appreciate your call, and have a great night, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to change the subject just slightly.
Great. It's Free Talk Live. You're free to do so.
Instead of cigarettes, let me go to gambling.
Okay.
I've got a couple of questions. I'm not really up on the latest, but from what I understand, gambling is legal, like in Las Vegas casinos.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's also some Indian casinos around the country where it is also legal. There's also legal gambling in the form of your state lotteries. In some places, horse racing, highlight. There are some exceptions.
Biloxi, Atlantic City.
There are exceptions to the rules about gambling, but for the most part, it is totally illegal.
Oh, totally illegal. I was thinking it was illegal if I wanted to have a poker game.
Yes, sir. Illegal.
That's illegal.
Yep.
Okay.
And now they've made online gambling illegal as well.
But now, why is it that it's legal for a state to run a lottery?
Ah, simple. Because the state hates competition. And the state is the only one that wants to be able to run numbers. And so, therefore, because if they were to make it legal for anybody to have a lottery, then the odds would improve. Have you ever looked at the odds of winning your state lottery?
Well, yes.
They're astronomical.
That's
now,
true.
Now, imagine, Bill, for a moment, if gambling was fully legal, and anybody could go and create themselves a gambling hut or house or a lottery or whatever they wanted to do, then there would be competition amongst the casinos or amongst the gambling providers, and so there could be 20 different lotteries. You could have Mark's lottery, where he offers 1 in 20 odds, but I might offer 1 in 18 odds. I mean, you see what I mean? Where lotteries would be competing, and one of those competing factors, like how cars compete for safety and value and all that, well, lotteries and other gambling houses would compete on the basis of odds and service and the other things that they compete for. So it's the state just wanting to shut out competition and keep it all to themselves. That's all it is.
Why did they ever permit, I'm just curious, why did they, I don't know the history of the Las Vegas casinos, why did they ever permit that to get started in the first place?
It's my understanding that And it's really just a cursory understanding is that, you know, it was such a small government out there that the gangs were able to go out and sort of influence the government, as it were.
They're still influencing the government.
Well, the government itself is a gang.
Yeah.
So they were able to set up the prostitution and the gambling. And honestly, it seems crazy to me that the other Americans haven't realized, oh, my God, it isn't complete chaos in Nevada.
Nope.
Somehow they can have legalized prostitution, legalized gambling in Nevada, and
people keep going there.
That's just crazy. I don't understand why they won't just let Americans be free to do what they want to do.
Exactly.
And if I want to open a casino, then I should be able to do that.
Isn't
it? Doesn't
sick?
Matter where.
Isn't it sick, Bill?
Well, I don't like the inconsistency where they tell me I can't have a poker game, but then they can run a lottery. That's
yep.
what I don't like.
Well, there was an optometrist, was it, in Virginia that was running a football pool, and the SWAT team busted in on him, and they had him handcuffed on his knees on the floor, and
yep,
then
sure
apparently
did.
Somebody made him, one of the cops made a mistake and
Oopsie.
Shot him in the head.
Oopsie.
Oh, no.
I mean, they killed a doctor over gambling.
Disgusting.
These cops, I mean, they just, these gung-ho
And how
killer
many cops
SWAT guys wanted to go in and bust a guy because it's fun to bring in the SWAT team?
How much do you want to bet the cops that weekend got together at one of their buddies' houses and had a little cop party where they all played poker together?
Isn't that something? Well, I'll let you
anything
guys
else?
Go.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What do you think, Mark? You think the cops would have been doing something
I'm sure the cops are playing poker.
Yeah. Because they're above the law. In fact, we had a guy call in this past week, Bill from Virginia, who identified a very interesting little secret that I wasn't aware of. In fact, I'd never even seen these stickers before, these blue line stickers, the thin blue line. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've seen them. Have you ever seen a vehicle driving down the road with a black sticker with a horizontal blue line through it? That's a secret sticker amongst the police to identify one another. That says, hey, cops, I'm a cop, too. Don't pull me over. And it's just, that was just shocking to me that this is going on. They're nothing more, I mean, really, than a big gang, aren't they?
They're certainly acting like it.
I would love to have the cops change their ways and actually start enforcing laws as far as murder and rape and actual violent crimes where we're all possibly
at risk.
They do,
but those crimes aren't as lucrative for the police departments as enforcing drug laws and enforcing traffic violations. I'm sorry, but you can't tell me that the speed limits are set by the consumer. I mean, people should be able to decide how quickly a road's how quickly they should progress on a road just by sort
the flow
of
traffic
demand.
Yeah,
you know. Whereas I can't believe that 55 miles an hour. Yeah, sure, it might be safe, but I need to get where I'm going. And if I'm going 57, you shouldn't be able to pull me over and give me a $100 ticket that goes straight into the coffers of the state.
I agree. Hey, coming up, Mark, I want you to have an email ready. We don't have much time. The final moments are on the way, but we're going to address it anyway. It is capital punishment, and one of our listeners has a question about it. So you can call in and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, even in the remaining moments of the show. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, you might be able to slip you in. 800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, if you like the show, you want to help Free Talk Live out a little bit, considering we give you all the features on our website for free, shop with us. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through that link, anything that you buy at that point, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So there's 35 categories to shop from. Everything from office products to accessories, clothing, books, DVDs, you name it. They pretty much sell it. Even grocery, magazine subscriptions. You order it through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Dan in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk to you about Prohibition.
Please.
First of all, I want to say that I agree with you 100% that for the government to come in and tell me that I'm not allowed to let people smoke in my restaurant, that's just ridiculous.
Outrageous.
But, what is your guys' feeling on drug use? Do you think all drug use ought to be legalized?
Absolutely. And not only illegal drugs, but we need to remove the prescription process as well.
Well, the problem I have with that is that on the one hand, I agree with you, and especially when I follow my thinking to the logical end about being against prohibition of cigarettes, well, then I ought to think that drugs ought to be legalized. And
indeed.
So should prostitution, so should everything else. But don't you fear a degradation of our society where we could run into...
What's the name of that town
in Switzerland that, like, anything goes?
I think it's you're talking about Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
It's essentially one small country in Europe where everybody goes in order to have drug holidays. When you're talking about an area as large as the United States, I don't think it would be such a big deal. And the other question you have to ask yourself is, all these drugs, we're not talking about legalizing drugs, we're talking about re-legalizing them. All these drugs have been legal through the majority of the United States history. It's only in the early 1900s that we made them illegal. Heroin was available over the counter.
A 10-year-old could go in and buy a bottle full of heroin if they
wanted. Cocaine, same thing. I mean, did all Americans abuse these things? No.
Mostly bored housewives.
And the fact is, if they did, they were still able to maintain jobs and do all kinds of stuff.
Because they weren't outrageously expensive, which is what the war on drugs gives us, is drugs that are really, really expensive, which means that these people got to knock over convenience stores.
And kill people.
Break into your house, break into your car, steal stuff. The reason why we have so much violent crime in America, one of the primary causes is the fact that drugs are illegal and these addicts have to steal and hurt people to get the money that they need. So actually, the quality of life would probably go improve for most Americans. And I was looking at the Marijuana Policy Project's 10-year retrospective on Proposition 215 out in California, which was the medical marijuana provision you may be familiar with, Dan.
No.
Out there, teenagers are using marijuana less
than they were before Proposition 215 was passed.
Same thing in Amsterdam.
Once you legalize drugs, it takes away the forbidden fruit aspect, and it's no longer cool to do drugs, and at least not as much as it was.
In America, teen drinking is actually lower in places like Key West, where drinking is just a hobby. You know, tourists go there in order to drink till 4 a.m. You know, when kids see it, they're not that interested in it.
It's just the right thing. The right thing to do is to allow people to make their own choices and suffer the consequences on their own of the choices that they make. Dan, any other thoughts?
No, not only that, but look at the amount of money that the government could make off of taxing those things.
That's certainly another factor. In fact, by the way, I'd like to point you, Dan, and anybody else who's interested in exploring this issue even further to some authorities, some real authorities on the war on drugs, because we're just a couple talk show hosts. But law enforcement against prohibition, absolutely people that are worth listening to. LEAP.cc, we've had them on the show in the past. LEAP.cc, it's a great site dedicated to the law enforcement officers who have come to the realization that the war on drugs only hurts our friends and family members, and they realize that after years of fighting the war on drugs, it's time to put an end to it. Dan, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 as we go to Larry in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Larry.
Hi. I was calling in because I found your program very interesting.
Excellent.
I'm in agreement with you on the issue of making drugs illegal.
Making them illegal, you mean?
No, making them illegal.
Well, they're already illegal.
I know.
You're not in agreement with us because we want to make them legal.
Well, we're on the same page, Jim.
Okay, I'm confused. You just said you wanted to make them illegal.
I didn't. I was talking about the issue of making them illegal, which has already been done, of course.
I see. So you're for legalization?
Yes, because
excellent.
If you look at when this country first got its mafia kind of thing, this happened during Prohibition when they made alcohol illegal.
That's true. Right.
This is when the crime syndicates erupted. It's when crime really exploded. As soon as Prohibition was ended, they had a foothold, but their influence really dropped quite a bit.
Right, because the mafia can only peddle in things that are prohibited. So if you eliminate the laws, if you eliminate the prohibition, what can the mafia do? They don't have any products. They don't have any services anymore.
You decrease the value of their product by legalizing it.
Sure.
But the other thing I was thinking about through this whole thing was the basic argument that people use against drugs. Mm. And we were talking about gateway drugs. If prohibition of tobacco becomes legalized, so tobacco is prohibited, then will that become the new gateway drug?
Of course it will.
And in the past, of course, the gateway drug has been considered to be marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that's an erroneous term, but yes.
Well, even though the Institute of Medicine study, which was called for by the drug warriors, by the government, yes, the Institute of Medicine study done in 1999, I believe it was, absolutely came out without a doubt that said no, marijuana is not a gateway drug, and if it does act as though it's a gateway drug, it's only because it's purchasable in close proximity to other drugs. So, for instance, if you're an illegal drug dealer on the black market, there's a good chance that you're going to be carrying a variety of products, and therefore when people come to buy marijuana from you, there's a good chance that you can push the other products on those people. That's why it might be a gateway drug to some extent, but it's really not.
To my point, the interesting thing that people use is statistics towards showing that marijuana is a gateway drug is that most people who use other drugs have used this drug.
That's fallacious reasoning.
My argument is this. Since most people who use marijuana or other drugs or even alcohol have chewed chewing gum in the past, is chewing gum a gateway drug? Since
brilliant
it has no other value, food value, or anything.
Great
and
point,
I thought
Larry.
I thought that would be as... I just occurred to me while we're thinking to
it's
you.
The same yeah. as, it's the same thing as saying that, well, everybody who's driven a motorcycle has ridden a car in the past, so cars are gateways to motorcycles. I mean, it's just ludicrous logic. Thank you for the call, and we appreciate hearing from you.
But probably about as many people who have driven cars that have that went on to motorcycles are probably about as many people that have smoked pot have gone on to regular to other drugs.
Oh, by the way, Alan, I want to touch on here is this idea. I threw this idea out, and nobody really responded to it. And I'm sure if we had more time, somebody might call in and respond to us. I want to address it. I suggested that not only should we legalize drugs, the ones that are currently illegal, but we should also get rid of the prescription process. And that sounds pretty radical to some people.
Yeah, it sure does.
Now, the reason why is because, like illegal drugs, there's a gray market for prescription products. Oxycodone, hydrocodone, these products, Xanax, very popular on the street. People are willing to pay $5, $10, $20 per pill for these things.
Yeah, they go at a higher premium than regular drugs because people, at the very least, know they're clean.
That's true. And the mafia is involved. They're knocking over prescription trucks. Seriously, you've got a truck full of pills driving down the road, they will waylay the truck and steal its payload. And then they will distribute them on the streets. There's all kinds of illegal activity going on when it comes to prescription drugs. And Not only should we legalize that process, make it so that you just walk into a store and buy whatever drug that you want to buy based on the information that you have from yourself or your doctor or whoever it is you've researched it with, make the decisions on your own. The other reason why to get rid of the prescription drug process is because it's also a racket for the doctors out there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not anti-doctor or anything, but I am anti-racket. And if you, for instance, like my girlfriend, she's got contact lenses. Well, she knows exactly what her prescription is. She's been to the doctor, had her eyes tested, and so she knows what she needs to order, but yet when she runs out of contact lenses, she's required by law to go back to the doctor and have another test done at a cost of at least $100 for the doctor visit, right? And then she can get the prescription, and then she can go and get the product. So there's these interim steps that are not necessary, and they waste our time and money.
What about penicillin? I mean, many people know when they have an upper respiratory infection and that penicillin would fix it, but they have to go to the doctor.
And that could be it could be deadly if you have to go to the doctor while you're waiting for drugs. And it can certainly be time-consuming and money-wasting. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will return Monday night online in the meantime. You can join us if you don't get the show live in your area. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Ha!